let's do this fucking shit.
What's up, y'all? Rudy, all I see is the banner. There we go. What's Sorry, up, dude. Y'all? Welcome to another episode of Sitting Ringside. This is episode number 207. As always, I'm here with my homies, Mark Ambu Miller, Rudy Lara, and David Rodriguez. What's up, fellas?
What's up?
Feels good. It was good to be back. I was gone for a year, but you guys can't get rid of me. I'm officially back, you know.
I think you're gone.
He's like herpes. He just keeps coming back.
Hey, but shout out to Joey though. You guys did a great job. He is good for filling in. So you'll be catching Joey back on the show when I'm not available. But yeah, definitely good shit, boys, and feels good to be back.
Hell yeah, Joey. We love you. But today you get a day off.
That's right.
Well, guys, before we get started, let's do the quick shout outs. First to HKA USA. Go to HKAUSA.com. Show your support as they show support to us and to the fighters. Go check them out. Buy their merch. Also to our streaming partners, Triller TV, Flow Combat, ESPN Plus, DAZN, and MMA TV. Also, quick shout out to all the promotions that we work with, Fight World MMA, XFN, PFL, Brave Combat Federation, and the list goes on and on. So go and check them out. Also, to Foxhound Fuel, go to foxhoundfuel.com. Go check them out. Get their stuff. Their supplements are the bomb. And if you want to get a good discount, use our discount code in all caps, FBMMA. I don't know if Rudy, there you go. Rudy, just put the QR code there. So go ahead and scan it. It'll take you straight to their website. Also to the fellas, go check out my boy, John Tyler. If you want to get some awesome, comfortable, colorful underwear, go check them out. For every purchase, use our discount code for 20% off. Fightbook in all caps. And our other partner, which I still need to put on the website, like just slacking.
Shell Shock CBD. Use code FBMMA at checkout for 10% off your order. You know, again, we talk about it on every show since we partnered up with them. They have something I've never seen before, CBD Lube. We seem to be getting a lot of people actually buying this and scanning this product. I'm trying to encourage them to submit reviews, but my wife doesn't feel comfortable doing that. So,
yeah. Mark's giving the thumbs up there. Also, if you want to support us, get some merch. We got hats, t-shirts, sweaters. Go to the merch store. And like I said, always. If you don't see the product there, whatever it is that you want, just let me know.
And you don't want it.
Let the fellas know that
you want it.
Do it. That you want it. Yeah, just they'll redirect you guys to me, and I'll make it happen. best gear that you can get. Quality is fucking amazing. Also, another way to even support us, buy us.
But no, I was gonna say even the Fightbook MMA suit. I know I forgot my suit. It was at the cleaners. It was bad weather. I'm telling you, I was walking out. It blew out of my hand, fell in the mud. I had to take it right back into the cleaners. So unfortunately tonight, I don't got my suit. Right. So maybe next week.
Okay.
Maybe next week.
That's a bummer,
dude. Also, if you want to buy us a cup of coffee, scan the QR code that's up here or here, wherever I'm pointing. It's somewhere around here. Go click it, buy us a cup of coffee. We could use it. We do our shows pretty late, so yeah. Thank you. All right, guys, let's do the rundown of the events. That Before I get to the rundown, we have a badass guest jumping on sometime tonight, Fernando El Valiente Padilla. He's actually right now cutting weight. He's going to go and make weight tomorrow so he can perform starting the main card for the UFC Fight Night on Saturday. How badass is that, that we get to talk to our boy Fer before the weigh-ins for his UFC fight?
Yeah, it's a tradition. I mean, each and every time, I mean, on his meeting the guy for the first time back in what was it, Rob, 2017?
Oh, bro, this was in LFA when they came over here in Albuquerque. That's when we met Fernando. And ever since then, we just became friends with him. So, you know, we've been supporting this guy for the longest time. And he loves Fight Book MMA. He loves sitting ringside. You know, he's always just the realest of the reals on our show, man. Yeah. So I can't wait to talk to him again. So let's, but let's get on it. Let's do the rundown of the upcoming events that are happening. We have the MMA, kickboxing, grappling, Muay Thai category. Bellator Champion Series in Belfast, March 22nd. Fight Book MMA is going to be covering that event. Emmett Glenn is going to be there as our journalist. Ah. And Nikki Johnston, she's going to be our photographer. Nice. So expect some awesome pictures. Nikki, her pictures are fucking amazing. So go check it out. We will be getting a lot of pictures from her. Like I said, Emmett is going to be doing the live coverage, and he puts in work when he covers events for us. So this is badass. You know, it's the first event. What's up?
No, Emmett pulling a 24-hour shift for Fight Book MMA. So
fuck yeah, he is. Right on. And then your boy right here, he's going to be covering, as always, every Friday morning, One Friday Fights 56. I will be doing the live results and have the live stream at the website. Also, we have on March 23rd, Ryzen Landmark 9. Don't miss that event. Also, UFC on ESPN 53. Chivas versus Namayunas. And then we go across the pond with Octagon 55. Then we come back to the States with LFA 175, Neto versus Antunes. And streaming live on Fight Book MMA, we have Iron Lion Spartans Cup 17, Andres Mera versus Danny Chen. Boxing, not so much. We only got two events. This one, the first one's going to be streaming at the website on the 22nd of March. Pulse Boxing, Albert the Prince Bell versus Jonathan Romero. And live on DAZN in Sheffield, England, Dalton Smith versus Jose Cepeda. This is a 12-rounder in the junior welterweight. Then we have a title fight, Sandy Ryan versus Terry Harper. This is a 10-rounder for Ryan's WBO women's welterweight title. And also our friend of the show and a Fight Book MMA, Sam Alvey. He's going to be fighting this Saturday as well at Karate Combat. So shout out to Sam. Always a huge supporter of yours. Let's see.
Yeah, he's fighting Carlos Arroyo, formerly UFC fighter, moving that Jackson Wink guy, but very tough dude, man. But Sam Alvey, tough as nails, man. Sam's made that transition to Karate Combat, and he's looking good, man. So definitely check that out.
Hell yeah. Quick shout out to Ray Viza. He's a homie of mine, MMA fighter here in Albuquerque. He's says in the comments, what's up, brothers? And of course, our friend, our boy, the one that holds it down in the Facebook group, Ray Castro. What's going on?
What up, bro?
All right, guys. So we had a UFC event, UFC Fight Night 239.
What do we always not say, yet. Man?
What do we always say? You're not a real fight fan, bro.
it's been so long since we've done this with David in our presence that I totally just blinked out because I was the one that's usually doing it.
You're not a real fight fan. You didn't remember.
Yeah. And David, just a friendly reminder,
go ahead, bro.
Just a friendly reminder. If you're not watching every single round of every fight of every event that Rob just mentioned, and you got to watch the new Conor McGregor Roadhouse remix, drinking Bud Light. You got to do everything. We've mentioned it on the show many times, but the rules are getting more strict, ladies and gentlemen. So
yeah, they are.
Pay attention. But yeah, you're not a real fight.
You got to do the fucking Friday challenge too, and drinking some Bud Light. And watching reruns of Power Slap on your iPad or your phone.
Hey, speaking of Power Slap, they made that announcement yesterday that their next event is April 11th. So that's going to be
makes sense.
Like some outside the cage news, Rob.
Yeah, well, it's around the time of UFC 300, so that definitely makes sense.
We'll talk about 300's poster here at the Outside the Cage News. So.
There's plenty of Outside the Cage News. We got a lot to talk about, boys, but we'll touch on last week's event. I know not the greatest event. I did not see Marcin Tybura going in there and just, I mean, Ty Tuivasa, we know he usually likes to get the job done quick, but man, Tybura got busted up quick. Was able to keep him on the ground and laid down some hammers, man, with that ground and pound. Tuivasa hung in there for a little bit, just got choked out, man. That'd be what, 5 losses in a row, 4 in a row. So it's that he's in that territory. Curtains. He's in that zone, right?
Curtains for sure, bro. Curtains for sure. I picked Marcin to win last week and my on Tapology, and I was it was a good pick, man. I know a lot of people were wanting to see that shoey at the end, but it just didn't happen. Did not happen.
Well, I think
Tybura, man. Yeah, going in there in the first round. Dude, is that lightning?
Yeah, bro. It's storming out here in Dallas. Oh,
shit. Wow. No, it's going to be the shoeys are going to be taking place in PFL in a few short months for Tuivasa. So look forward
bro,
to that. That's just my take. I mean,
I wanted to see Marcin Tybura. I wanted to see Marcin Tybura get knocked out because of that silly fucking haircut he had. He looked like that guy from that movie, The Fifth Element, Gary Oldman. Remember, he had that same fucking haircut, and then Elon got that haircut too.
Right?
Yeah.
It was funny, man.
But no, overall ranking of the card, I mean, we did have virtual stoppage, Brian Battle and Angusa, and that was just strange as shit. And I could see Brian Battle getting rebooked soon. Definitely won't be a rematch, but Brian Battle, man, I'm interested to see him fight anybody at that weight class. He looked huge. He looked like he got a little bit stronger. It was pretty obvious that he had a size advantage, but it was strange though, man. I don't know. Angusa may have wanted out. Like, I mean, I know all these guys are professional. They don't go in there, and there is that fear. We've heard a lot of fighters talk about it. Like TJ Dillashaw says that, you know, that fear, you know, he embraces that and brings out the best in him. But for some reason, Angusa, it seemed like he wanted out of there, and even the commentary panel, mentioned that as well. So, but disappointing. And then, of course, Ovince St. Preux and Kennedy, that was a strange one. Like, even Ovince St. Preux, what is he, 40 years old? And man, once upon a time, he took the great Johnny Bones Jones 5 rounds, right? So here we are now in 2024. He's still fighting on main cards. So,
yeah, man. If you're going to be that pissed off at, you know, saying that you're not going to be able to see, but yet then at the end when they stop it and Brian Battle calls him out, and Lusa starts, you know, going at it. I mean, okay, you can see. Because you wouldn't be doing what you're doing. Crying, oh, I can't see. And then you do that shit? Nah, bro, nah.
Yeah, that's the thing, too.
Little punk.
I was going to say, man, that I'm just glad that Brian Battle changed his nickname from Pooh Bear to the Butcher. The Butcher's a badass nickname.
That's a good nickname.
I said it on last week's show. I said I ain't calling.
He probably heard you. I'm friends with Brian on Facebook, so he probably caught that stream and he's like, "Fuck."
I think he stopped using that nickname when he cut his hair. Remember, he came out with that Kenny G hair.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that shit? Yeah. So
curly I like Brian and long.
It's a shame we didn't get to see an end to that fight.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is, you know. I want to see his next fight. He's exciting, man. He kind of reminds me of, what the hell is that guy's name, dude? I can't remember his name. Oh, well. I'll remember.
Go ahead, Rob.
Go ahead, David.
No, I was just say the matchups for Brian Battle. I mean, there's. I mean, I know our boy Tim Means got booked today. I was kind of hoping that may in fact would have lined up, just like old school, new school. But we'll talk about Tim Means, his fight book. I think he's fighting Uros Medic. So that is a banger right there. And when is Tim Means not in a banger of a fight? But we'll get to that in some outside the cage news. But Battle against anybody, I'm interested. That was a shitty ending. And like, there's been controversial stuff, like the doctor or the ref comes in. Like, can you see? I can't see. Immediate stoppage, or the doctor comes in, and then it's happened a lot lately in the new year, you know what I mean? But it's never a good trend to have. So but the another controversial fight doctors, yeah. Well, I mean,
with doctors all together,
just let them go all out like that. What was that promotion from last week with the complete bloodbath? Forget what it was. if every fight was like that, nobody would complain about anything, right? So
true.
But Christian Rodriguez, Isaac Dulgarian, I had the fight for Dulgarian, man. Like, C-Rod is legit. Like, he's a top prospect at 145. I think he's, you know, closing in on, like, the top 25 rankings. So, young stud. But I don't know how you guys have that fight scored, though, because a little controversial. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it was a split decision. I could see it either way. It wasn't all that entertaining. What I was very impressed with was Ovince St. Preux, man, beating Kennedy and Chukwu. And that was another split decision. But damn, Kennedy's just like his striking is like a stick in the mud, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He has weird footwork. And OSP's like, what, he's 40?
Yeah, he started to turn it on too late. And yeah, he still has, you know, some gas in the tank. And he's a guy that's pretty much fought everybody at that weight class. And don't know who they match him up with next, but it's kind of crazy that, you know, where he's at in his career at 40, still on a main card. And I don't know. The main card was strange. You know what I mean? Given the co-main, the controversial, Tai Tuivasa went out there, you know, got started. So not the best. Chasson still super legit. Got a quick stoppage on Pani Khinzad.
Mm-hmm.
Peak slip of the night. I hate to say this, but the Junkyard Dog, Brian Barberina, I believe he may in fact be released from the UFC, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, I see that for sure, man.
I see a Mike Perry fight. Yeah.
OSP, if there's ever a Mike. Potentially in the chopping block, but he won. Barberina was the other guy. And damn. Mm-hmm. Tough loss.
Yeah. OSP seen the PFL banner in the rearview mirror for sure.
He is.
You know who was the most Brian. Impressive to me, bro, was of the whole event was Jafiel Filho versus.
Bro, I was just gonna mention that fight.
Performance,
dude.
Of the night, that dude,
bro,
he is something else on the ground.
Yep. Man, he's sunk that choke in slick.
And I think Thiago Moises, I know you guys did the show last week, did your picks, but man, Thiago Moises is a guy that will just finish you with kicks. And what did he do? Finishes it with a leg kick in the third round. And that would have been my pick. I mean, Moises has done it before a couple of times. He has some leg kick stoppages. So I like that fight. I liked his performance. That was a grind out win too for him. Jacqueline Amarim, I know you guys were all on Jacqueline last week. Not surprising. Mm-hmm. She went out there. That great arm bar. He's super legit. He's a dark horse prospect at 115. So,
yeah.
And overall, what is the card though? I'm going to give it a solid 5.8.
Damn, that's pretty good, dude.
Five.
I was gonna give it a solid five.
Five.
Yeah.
I might give it a six.
See, you guys are coming down with the D-Rod rankings over here, so you got to be pretty harsh and critical. And
well, yeah, I mean, it wasn't the best card in the world, you know. It was just.
It was okay. I mean,
yeah.
I liked the poster. The poster was cool.
Yeah, the poster was nice.
But I think some takeaways from it, though, is Brian Battle versus anybody. That's must see, must watch material. Mm-hmm. Jacqueline Almarim, look out for her at 115. She may in fact be two wins away from a title shot. Thiago Moises, always tough as nails at 155. And how long will it be before Brian Barberina is fighting Mike Perry in BKFC, right?
Probably in 2 weeks.
By November.
Yeah. I'd say by August.
Here in Albuquerque.
Yeah, no, by August, and they just keep showing up to Albuquerque every 3 weeks.
They'll be going to the Tingly.
Yeah, they just don't go away. But but that's for another show, for another topic, for, I don't know.
Our friend of the show, my buddy here from Albuquerque, Anthony, says the last card seemed like a direction UFC is going somewhat downhill.
Hey, we will get to that. We will talk about the antitrust lawsuit. It kind of falls into that territory with the fighter pay and that. So for sure, Anthony, I'm with you, man. And if you listen to the show, you hear my gradings of cards. And, you know, I've been watching this stuff for a long time, watched a lot of fights live. The product now is that, I mean, we're going on three straight cards where, you know, since I guess the O'Malley card was pretty good, but we talked about it time and time again, like the UFC, they're running out of stars and they're not paying them all that well either. And it doesn't look like that's going to change. So we'll get to that.
Yep.
Well, but I guess we can. Rob, where do you want to go?
Let's get into the outside the cage news. I know Fed is probably still cutting some weight right now, so let's get on.
Outside the cage news.
Yeah, definitely outside the cage news has been a lot more interesting than the fights, right? Or in some people's opinion, but Rudy, why the hell are we still talking about the whole fucking Ian Garry drama with his wife? He's still going back and forth with Sean Strickland. Sean Strickland said he's mentally unstable. He's rich. Why is this soap opera continuing? Rudy Lara.
No, because Ian won't let it go, and he's upset. He's upset, man. He's the kind of guy who wants to have the last word in. And, you know, if he can't get the last word, then he's going to go online and cry about it. And that's exactly what he's doing.
Yep.
I mean, leave his wife out of it. She's kind of cringe, but whatever. That's a woman he wants to be with. I can't judge him. And I don't care if other people judge him either. You know, the fact of the matter is that motherfucker tried to turn heel, and he did it with Neil Magny of all people. He tried to imply that the dude was a child beater, bro, and beating his kids and talking about his family. And then somebody all of a sudden starts doing it to him and bullying him, and he played the victim. And that's what he continues to do. So I don't know, man. I respect Ian Machado Gary's, you know, his fighting capabilities, but he's kind of cringe now, man. I wish he would just shut up and go to work, bro. Shut up and go to work. And just show everybody, you know, everybody. I believe that guy can be a champ, man. He's awesome. He really is, man. But I think lately being on the social media has kind of gotten to his head, bro.
I kind of don't want to hear about it. It's just there, you know, based on whatever feed I'm looking at, not on the Twitter machine. I'm not necessarily on Instagram, but it's kind of unavoidable. And given that it was sort of a slow news week for mixed martial arts and UFC in general, besides the antitrust lawsuit. But yeah, I agree. Ian Garry can eventually be a champion. He just proved that the beating a guy like Jeff Neal, and he's picking at the bone with the Colby Covington That fight is very interesting. I do like that matchup. You insert Jack Della Maddalena, and of course you got Shavkat. Those are like the top dogs, and you know what I mean? That those aren't easy fights. Those aren't names that anybody's just calling out. But I believe Ian Garry's matched up eventually with Colby Covington, and I absolutely love Jack Della Maddalena against Shavkat. So in the grand scheme of things, at welterweight, yeah, welterweight division is great again, fellas. So we shall see. And we don't know if Bilal Muhammad's ever going to get a title shot, right? It's just never going to happen, right?
Never. But, as much as we want to see it happen, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, because we don't know what's up with Leon Edwards. And Leon Edwards apparently turned down or accepted three different opponents. Bilal Muhammad was vocal about saying that he doesn't believe it. And I don't know. We'll see. Like, I think they may do like an international fight week, Leon Edwards. You throw the Jack Della Maddalena Shavkat on there. Got yourself a card, right? That's $80 worth, right? Or maybe more by then. It might be a fucking $100. So, but kind of in reverse order. I know you guys got the list. We will go back. We'll get to the UFC antitrust lawsuit, but let's touch on a little bit of boxing. Tyson Fury, Rudy, your boy, looking shredded. I know we don't have the video queued up. Have you guys seen the body transformation of Tyson Fury?
No.
I do know that he's fucking jacked.
Is he?
Yeah, he's used bowling ball and like, yeah, I mean, I kind of prefer him going into fights looking with that physique, but I don't know. Based on the last time we seen him out there, he didn't really care. Neither got beat by Francis Ngannou, and now he's got the Usyk fight that's been delayed, and it's creeping up. It's coming real soon, so.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
And yeah, well, bro, along he looks
pretty good, man.
Yeah,
you've seen it, yeah, yeah. Because Tyson, well, we know Francis Ngannou is out of the picture now. Rudy, I'm going to start with you. You said it. The Deontay Wilder fight was the fight that should have happened. He went in there against Joshua, where Joshua was just all business and made Francis kind of look silly. And Francis is in a position now where he said he wants another boxing match. But the PFL debut, much anticipated. We know he's fighting that, what's his name? The Pereira, that giant guy that's over there in PFL. So that's a good matchup. I know that'll be a pay-per-view, or I don't know if they'll sell a lot of pay-per-views. I mean, did you guys hear about the pay-per-view sales for the Ngannou fight, the Ngannou-Joshua?
2.6K.
Is that real?
I think so, bro.
No,
it can't be. It can't be real. It was like 4,000 buys or something like that. Yeah. I don't know if that's true or not.
That's it.
I'm checking.
That's it, bro.
I paid more for my vehicle than that. for my vehicle than that fucking event guy. Wow, that's sad.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we know where the event took place, and they just print money over there, or gold, or whatever. It's unlimited money, so it doesn't really matter. But both guys made up.
It was only $4,600.
Yeah. 4,600 buys.
Wow.
That's it. That's
bro. These headlines: it miserably fails. Damn, that's a harsh way to. Yeah. Didn't I tell you guys? I told you that he was a bad investment, and it's going to get proven again in PFL. Sadly, you know, everyone has their expiration date in this game, and I mean, people can say he's far from done, but I don't think so, man.
Yeah, but you know, Ngannou's coming out right now with all kinds of excuses now, even though he would always say, well, I'm not going to have excuses. Well, you did. And the latest excuse was you were sleepy.
You were sleepy.
Wait, what?
He was tired and sleepy, that they tricked him, that his fight was going to be at 1:45 in the morning. And at 1:45 is when Anthony Joshua was walking into the stadium, getting prepped, barely going to get his hands wrapped. And Ngannou was already warmed up. He was already ready to go. And so he said that they tricked him. And so that's why the fight, that it was so delayed that it was close to like 4 o'clock in the morning, and that he was tired and sleepy.
I actually, well, I heard him say that.
Are you kidding me?
No, that's there's an article.
No, and I
look it up. There's an article. He said that he was tired. That they tricked him.
I actually did hear. What he did say was pretty funny too. I forget who the interview was for. It might have been Helwani, because Helwani's all over Ngannou, like no matter what. He said that, I guess he's like, I'm down, I'm not out, or I was down, but I wasn't out, or something like that. But he was down, right? Like he was out.
Bro, he was out.
Like
he did the stinky leg when he was going down, man.
He did the Stipe, the guitar.
Folded in half. It was ugly, bro. Ugly.
Yeah.
It was just as bad as how remember how he did Stipe?
And he's fighting that dude that who just won, right? Bok Choi or some shit.
Word, PFL?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, I don't remember his last name. That dude's a monster though. Like he just starts. He starts out Ryan Bader like he didn't belong in there. You know what I mean?
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
David, I don't want to be reminded of that.
Ryan Bader got fucking ragdolled, man.
Yeah, that wasn't fair, man. Like,
Yeah,
but I guess, well, we shall see what's up with the boxing sweepstakes for Francis Ngannou. I mean, you know, the $2 million payout for that giant over in PFL. I don't know how well they'll sell on pay-per-views. I mean, given they sold 4,000 pay-per-views for Anthony Joshua, who's one of the best in the world. So it's kind of sad, but it is. And I guess we'll continue the trend of sad news with the UFC antitrust lawsuit has been settled. And, man, there's so many angles to look at this. And, man, I don't know, starting with you, Rob, like what's your take on this actually just being settled? And I know not all the fighters are going to get paid out. Like the, you know, it's going to be mostly the big name guys, like, you know, Jones, Rousey, like even like truest thing you can say in the game of like Conor McGregor, he is the highest paid fighter in UFC history, but at the same time, he's the most underpaid fighter because there's no way in hell he got paid according to what he generated for the company. Like the height of Conor McGregor was the most money they've ever made in the company's history. And they may, in fact, have done it in just one fight with the crossover to fight Mayweather, right? Because what do you make? $200 fucking million dollars now?
Mm-hmm.
So, a million bajillion. It was a lot of money.
Yeah.
So much but your take, money.
Rob, 335 million is the payout, which, if they're going to settle that much, you know the lawsuit was going to be a lot more than that. Mm-hmm. And the UFC didn't want to go through all of that shit. They didn't want to siphon any more money to pay for court fees and lawyers and all that. So they just fucking decided, okay, we'll settle with $335 million. They're going to be paying these fighters, you know, every year for X amount and whatever it is, right? On the article that Emmett wrote, some of these fighters is Kung Lee, Nate Quarry, John Fitch, Brandon Vera, Luis Javier Vasquez, and Kyle Kingsbury, just to name a few of which of these fighters are going to be getting some of this money. I don't know. They probably was just going to, if this settlement didn't happen and the claims were going to continue to keep going, that's just more money that's going to be coming out of the pockets of both parties. So I think settling is okay. They probably not going to make a lot of money. I mean, they are going to get some millions maybe. But then they're saying that the UFC is doing this and they're going to have some sort of like tax write-off.
Yeah, it's exactly what it's going to be.
Do you think the UFC would like stop using their images?
You know, I don't know.
And
they probably will.
You know, the footage of their fights. You think it would get that you know, that petty?
Petty? Fuck yeah, bro.
They've done it. Yeah, they've done it before.
They're with like, fighters. Who are these guys?
They did it to Ngannou, remember? They did it to Ngannou.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, he never fought for the UFC.
Yeah.
Hell, so, we haven't even seen a fucking. Well, go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, well, and then too, like, so Endeavor now owns WWE, which is a multi-billion dollar company. And they couldn't settle for what these fighters were suing them for. And they just, you know, it is what it is. Here's 335, take it or leave it. But we're going to do a tax write-off. So you're not going to get all of it.
Because, I mean, the longer the process would have been drawn out, it would have been, like, the people involved, it would probably take them 5 to 10 years just to get back to, like, where they were right now when they're at the settlement and the numbers that they agreed on. Because I'm sure they did the math and they're like, this is the time to do it. And in the grand scheme of things, to me, it's just kind of like, well, Luke Thomas said it's a dark day in the MMA history. I mean, in fact, we'll look back on this day because it's just business as usual. The UFC's running the shit. A lot of these other promotions, like, their days are numbered. You know what I mean? Whoever's in charge of PFL, what's his name? Davis, Bellator. People don't even give a shit about Bellator, you know what I mean, anymore. One championship, they've been in financial troubles for years. So I don't know what it's going to come down to. It's either people pay to watch the UFC and then it's the regional scene. And then you got like bare knuckle, but it's, you know, the product that's out there, it's the UFC. They run the shit.
I'll tell you what the future is, bro. I'll tell you what the future is. Karjitsu. Karjitsu and Power Slap. Nonstop.
I love Power Slap. TNT.
Do they still have TNT? Is that a thing anymore? I don't watch.
Probably TV, not.
But the channel, yeah.
I believe there's March Madness is happening on TNT right now. So,
I was downtown in Dallas, man, and they had it on the big screen. There's this big building at the AT&T store or center. I have no idea what it is, but it's a huge building, and it was a huge screen, and they were showing the games out there. It was pretty cool, man. Really, really cool.
Yeah, so speaking of
Power Slap, so my coworker, you would look at her, she's this, you know, Caucasian lady, young. You wouldn't think that she'd be watching any of this stuff. And the last week when we were working overtime, we get in there at work at 7 a.m. She's like, Robert, I know you're into this whole fighting thing. Do you watch that Power Slap? And I was like, as a matter of fact, let me tell you something. So I showed her the fighter interviews that we've done for Power Slap. And she's like, no fucking way. You guys know these people? I'm like, yeah, we know them. She's like, well, my husband is getting me into this. He watches Power Slap. He's been watching it since the beginning. So we watched a rerun of what's that fighter's name? The one that he came on our show and he did a shoey.
Oh, Dorian.
We watched Dorian's last fight and she was like, oh my god, that guy
out of his work boot, wasn't it?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So I showed her that clip and she's like, oh my god, this guy is crazy. I was like, you know, Power Slap is, it's everywhere, people are talking about it, and to the people that you didn't even know that would be watching such a thing.
I want them to bring back X-Arm, dude. X-Arm.
Oh, dude. Extreme if combat, they bring X-Arm, this guy right bring here is going to be part of it.
Bring that back.
You're gonna, speaking of like X-Arm. There's like, I don't know what it's going to come to, because like I said, that's a rough take on like the future, because, you know, I mean, you could put like the best Bellator, PFL content out there, media. It's not going to get a whole lot of traction. You know, you put Power Slap out there for sure. UFC, just depends. There's fans that they come and go. You know, they're the Conor people, the route. You know what I mean? That's where we're at now. So it's kind of like, is Conor going to come back? Where are these stars? John Jones is one fight away from retiring, and who knows what he's going to do? You know, so that's why people like what did he say earlier, Mr. Gomez in the comments. It's like it's sort of like on a decline. Mm-hmm. In a talent perspective, but it's like, then again, the UFC still has the best talent. And eventually, like when these organizations fizzle out, which they will, it's happened. All the talent, where do they go? They go to the UFC. And what is Dana White in charge of? His bread and butter, Dana White Contender Series, The Ultimate Fighter, they all come through the UFC. So the UFC runs the world, and this was a big, I don't know, it wasn't any good news. Like, some of these fighters will get paid some kind of, but it's going to be the big name fighters. The guys you mentioned, Rob, they probably won't see a whole lot of money, but they did put their neck out there and put their, you know what I mean? And it's shitty, man, because back in the day, the sponsors and all that, like, going forward, like, The Rock ain't going to pay fighters. What does The Rock pay fighters, Rudy, to wear his shoes? Nothing.
Zero.
You know what I'm saying? So going forward, it's not like Dana White's going to wake up one day and say, oh, how about I pay fighters that much more, even if it's 1% or whatever. Like, to talk to them, they used to get 13% or 14 or so. Now they get 10, 11. It's business as usual.
He gives Dana them autographed merch, is what I heard. He gives them signed merch, like the Rock gear and Rock shoes. He writes on them.
No, The Rock only buys that guy, what's his name, a house every time he wins. Remember, he needs to do that.
What the hell was that guy's name? Oh, I just forgot. I was thinking Angelusa because Roberto wasn't saying his name right.
Angloose.
Angloose.
Yeah.
Angloose. Hey, but you know which promotion is doing great right now? Brave Combat Federation. Wait for the upcoming news of when they're going to do their debut, their USA debut.
Yeah, because I hate to be the bearer of bad news and be negative about it, but it's like, you guys, everyone that's listening to the show, you guys on the panel, you guys know I've been a fighter pay advocate for as long as y'all known me. And that's just what this UFC antitrust lawsuit is, just put a stamp on things that they're running the shit. Everybody comes to the UFC. They want your money. They want everybody's money. They want you to pay for ESPN Plus. Like, even if they do a different deal, like a television, it's going to stay with ESPN. They're still going to be doing shows at the Apex. We'll get one good pay-per-view here and there. And you got to have the big name stars, right, to sell those pay-per-views. So I don't know. We're in a uncharted territory. And leading up to April 8th, you never know after that date, right? We'll get to that later. What else did I want to touch on? I want to touch on Conor motherfucking McGregor again, the Roadhouse debut. You better be watching that this weekend, watching fights, fucking Friday Challenge. You're not a real fight fan, but apparently he is training. And does he fight by the end of summer finally? Like, we're back to Conor McGregor here.
No.
Got to lay off the coke.
No. He still has to go through the USADA pool. He's not even doing that yet. He looks like a fucking monster. So
he's on the juice, folks. He's on the juice. He's
on the fucking juice. So, yeah, he needs to get on that USADA pool before they can even talk about having him on a card.
Well, apparently he's not happy with Dana, and he's still doing like his media or his obligations for the Roadhouse. So once he's done with that, then I guess he'll just magically be in shape and ready to go. And I don't know why he wants Nate Diaz at the Sphere. Like, do you guys think that that's like the blockbuster year, right? No. Like,
what? No. It's old news already.
No, man, it's going to be an epic event for anybody who attends the event, who has tickets to the event, who's fortunate enough to be able to get into that event.
Yeah.
They're going to have one of the greatest experience of their lives.
That's 100% true. But do we all want to see Conor versus Nate?
I do.
I don't.
I want to see an end to it. I want to see an end to it, and that's it.
No,
I think we're more
anything,
likely.
If
to
anything,
see,
like, I want to see Nate choke him out again.
We're more likely to see. We have a greater chance of Dustin Poirier fighting Conor again than Nate. You know what I mean? Because still, Nate's not an active UFC fighter. I don't think he'll just come back for like a one-off deal. The UFC will kind of want to sign him up and own Nate Diaz the rest of his life. You know what I mean, how they do those contracts, but. But that Nate, I know, did you guys talk about Nate and Jorge Masvidal last week, right? That boxing match? Like, you guys care about, man, like, what the hell is going on with that?
I'm down for it.
See, Rudy's down. I knew Rudy's down.
It's going to be good, but Is anybody going to watch?
I am.
Who's going to watch?
Do you think they're going to have more views than the Ngannou?
Yeah, than Ngannou and
fucking yeah, more buys than Ngannou and fucking AJ if I watch.
We all know what the biggest fight of the year is. It's happening soon, and it's fucking Iron Mike Tyson against the problem child Jake Pablo.
Mike Tyson is going to retire Jake Paul. I seen some recent videos of Mike Tyson training. Holy shit. If he can throw those bombs that he was doing in training to Jake Paul, Jake's body. Oh, dude, it's over.
No, it's Jake's balls, bro.
Jake's balls. over.
That's how
man.
Bad it goes. Rudy's always mentioning the Hadron Collider. Like, they did something, man, for us to end up with Jake Paul and Mike Tyson, right? In 2024, like, they're just altering fucking. We're in another dimension. We were never supposed to be here, right?
Dude, this is the metaverse, bro. Where we just.
You know,
this isn't the real world that we grew up in.
Eclipse, man, is going to change things. It's going to change the course of humanity for the rest of forever. So get prepared.
We're going to grow our tails back.
No, we sell storable food on our website, fightbookmma.com. Use promo code FBMMA for 10 buckets of storable food.
Yeah. Sardines. Fightbook MMA sardines. Prepared.
Get prepared. Get all the water that you can get and toilet paper.
Yeah, we remember how stupid it got. So get your toilet paper now. Get your toilet paper ahead of the game. Yeah.
Go to Costco and buy a shit ton of food. Spend a grand if you can, and just go. Go ham on, perishable. Go ham on perishable items. Get your toilet paper and your water.
Hey, bro.
And, start digging out like an underground bunker.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm ready, bro.
Can I show you a video? I just want to show you guys a video.
Go for it.
Brother, what's that? What's that, brother?
How do you feel about that, bro? How do you feel about that?
You know, I'm with him.
That's a little mean, but not yet. The fight shouldn't be happening yet. I'm sorry.
You like
that? Hey, while you're on that, Rudy. Well, on that note, Rudy, cue up that UFC 300 fantastic poster so we can give a quick grade on that. I know they just dropped that.
Oh, dude, this is the best poster they could have ever done in their entire
existence. This is the crowning
of the UFC. Yeah, this is epic.
The crown jewel of the fucking posters in history.
Bro, I mean, I'm like speechless with this poster.
Yeah, it makes me want to just spend $85. Just take my money.
Look at this.
There it is.
That's not the actual poster, is it? That's the official poster of UFC 300.
Yes.
No legendary fucking pictures from the past 300 fucking event. No.
That's it.
100%. That's the poster, dude.
What the fuck? That's garbage. Fuck off. That's a minus 1,000. Fuck you, UFC, you cunts. The fuck kind of garbage is that to give us?
Oh, shit. Calm down.
Come on. No, that's screwed, garbage. Come on.
That's terrible. I even seen a post of Big Marcel, our buddy. Shout out to Big Marcel Dorf. And he's like, I wanted to, or I forget his statement about the poster, but he's like, yeah, folks, this is the poster. And I thought he was joking because Marcel's a jokester, but I seen it. I verified that is the poster, and unbelievable, right?
Yep.
That's it.
Dana White.
Yeah. Oh, man. That is the UFC 300 badass poster. I am like speechless, bro.
It's horrible, dude.
Yeah. It's like, Well, I don't know.
We need we were talking about eclipses. We'll get some non-related. Or actually, we'll get to it now. I mean, I was going to mention a fighter that you probably never want to see fight again, but he's probably going to fight. I think you guys know what I'm talking about, but yeah, we don't need to mention that guy on this show anymore. But non-fight related, outside the cage news, Rudy.
Hold on, hold on. Either. I just want to show you guys this shit. It's so funny, man.
Oh, man.
What's that? What's that, brother?
That's gold. Dude, you gotta send me that link.
Yeah.
I would be okay with just like the fucking mean mug of Perea and just his face on it would be better than the fucking what it is, right?
He's had every single champion in the background, like a thumbnail of every single champion in UFC history, I think.
Not a fan. Not at all.
Except for Tito Ortiz, he wouldn't be on there though. Dana White would make sure Tito Ortiz is not on there.
Whole entire canvas.
Ooh, brother.
Oh, yeah, he would fill the fucking whole back.
What else?
Let's talk about April 8th, the National Guard being deployed across multiple states. Because Rudy, are you in the line of the eclipse down in South Texas?
I don't know.
You're in the path. I think you're in the path, man. So, there's more than the National Guard near where you're at. In South Texas, but
dang,
it's the truth, right?
Yeah. Are we like so? So he's in the path. Oh man, Rudy, better put some foil on your head.
Chill out.
Yeah, like schools are already they're already canceling school.
They're canceling schools here in Albuquerque and in New Mexico. In Rio Rancho, they're already canceling schools because of the fucking eclipse, bro. Like, really?
We were kids. We went to school. Fucking eclipse was going on. Yeah.
Bro, there was a fucking tornado. There was a tornado passing on top of the school. I remember that. And the teachers are like, no, keep reading your books. Who cares? It's just wind.
That's the path. And I'm like 4 hours south of San Antonio, so it's not in my way.
Oh shit! Okay, but
I'm close enough to it to where
is it in the way in New Mexico? I can't really see that,
bro. I'm hearing that.
No, it's across the Midwest.
Is you see that green line? What's gonna happen is there's gonna be a laser beam that's gonna shoot down from the sky, and cut that chunk of Texas off. And what's going to happen is that chunk of Texas is going to float down to Africa. And then what's going to happen is all the Africans are going to jump on that piece that, sailed over the ocean. And we're going to go back and get that chunk and bring it back. And we're going to bring back all the Africans that jumped on there. And then we're going to rebuild everything into a
Black Panther. What are you talking about, bro?
We're gonna build bullet trains that go underwater that come all the way back to America.
We're gonna use vibranium. They're gonna bring their vibranium.
Vibranium.
And we're gonna accidentally take a chunk of Wakanda and our annexation of our land back.
Yeah, but be prepared though, folks. Leading up to April 8th, things you need to know. We may mention some of them on this show. Like, do we have a show next week? Are we off?
We're off. Because Rudy, you're not going to be around, and I'm not going to be around.
I'll be around.
Okay. Well, I won't be. I'll be celebrating my anniversary.
We can have
We'll be preparing for the eclipse while you're out, El Jefe. So
yes, sir.
We'll be preparing. And we'll be letting them know.
Yeah. That Saturday, I'll be covering the Fight World MMA event. Well, my wife and I, she's actually going to be helping me.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That's good.
Amazing.
Well, we'll get to more clips. Hopefully this isn't the last show ever in history, but If so,
it was nice knowing you guys.
But yeah, in the meantime, Idaho, we have a man in. He's from Idaho. Set the Guinness Book of World Records for putting on 10 t-shirts in 15 seconds. Which one of y'all can top that motherfucking record? Mark Andy right Miller.
Mark, yeah. Mark would
I'll do it next time six, on the show. 16. I can't do it right now, but next time I do it on the show, I'll do a video.
16 t-shirts. You can do 16 nope. t-shirts.
The old tall tees, the classic tall tees that Mark used to wear, the Canadian gangster shit.
Yeah.
Mark wants it. He won a poutine eating contest.
I'm not going to deny or confirm that.
But poutine, the guy's name from Idaho, his name is David Rush, and he broke more than 250 Guinness Book of World Records previously accomplished at the same feat in 15.61 seconds was the old record. So,
what the
hell? I'm gonna.
What about this one? What about Weird Al?
Yes,
that is that's amazing.
This
that's
is awesome.
Yeah. Apparently, where is it in Virginia State or what's the
Vermont
college? That's all. Oh, Vermont State of all places.
Class based around music of Weird Al.
That's awesome.
I'm signing up. I know my buddy Ray. Right. I let him know. He said he's signing up too.
I'm signing up as well.
Oh my god, dude!
What's the best one though? Weird Al classics, because I mean,
oh, they've like, had so many
more people that
so many, right?
Yeah,
like he's fat. I think the Amish Paradise is the best one.
That one's good, but the parody that he did with the Michael Jackson, "I'm Bad," isn't he? I'm fat.
Yeah, but if there was people like that did shit like how he did, like he would just offend everybody and people.
Oh, dude, he'd be canceled in a heartbeat.
He's like Gallagher.
Yeah, they'd be crying. Yeah. But shout out to Weird Al, though. Officially has a class. You could fucking go to Vermont State. And
that's awesome.
I'm Mark, you're close. Stick.
You know, a man with a stick is pretty cool, man.
Yeah. But what else did you want to add to that, Rudy? Because I know we have
the UFC library to get book. To.
Yes, Rudy, that's right up your alley.
Let's talk about this. Tim Means versus Uros Medic added to the UFC Vegas 91.
Go to fightbookmma.com. I published the article on that entire event.
But we're referring to the book, like you said, Rob, a library book on psychedelics was magically returned 37 years later, and they left a note in it, right?
Bro, it had it. What did the note say? It took a long trip. Man.
Thanks for the drugs, man.
Like who checked? Yeah, it had like a little sticky note in there. So it's,
yeah,
like where the fuck was this library at? Where the hell was it at? Hold on, I'm trying to pull it up. It's the High Plains Library District in Weld County, which is in California, of course. It's in California.
Out of all Riverside. Places.
California.
Yeah.
California.
The book was due. The book was due back in May 30th, 1987. And now it was accompanied by a note that said, "Sorry so late. It's been a long, strange trip."
Because of that book, we have all these drugs. Right now, it's because of that book. Everybody in fucking California is the way they are.
I wonder how quickly it was rented out again. You know what I mean? Because like,
you know that book is behind a glass cage right now, dude. You know they got it, that book, and it's nobody rented it. It's behind a glass case right now.
Because who fucking returned it? Like Hunter S. Thompson's like family or something? You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
So weird.
If I'm on a path, I'll be in California in a couple months or in a month or so. If I happen to stop through there, this library, if I'm close by, I might just stop in.
You better take a fucking selfie and see that book. Get that book and take a selfie with it.
I've been in the area. I've worked in the area, so I wonder where the hell that place is at. But yeah, but yeah, those are definitely some great outside the cage news topics. And it's like, what a time to be alive! You can go and Weird Al classes offered, and yeah, we've got Eclipse. That's apparently biblical prophecies. Like it's Terminator 2 shit, boys. So I don't know.
Yeah,
making up history as we go along.
We're making.
Yeah, it up. So. Get your supplies, dig a hole in the backyard. You need to hide.
And use promo code FBMMA.
Yes.
For all your.
Also, before we get into the next event, quick shout out to Anik Subramanian. He did a badass interview with Garrett Armfield. And your boy right here interviewed Ozzy Chavez. We went to a ghost town and checked out that place, and then I interviewed him over there. So we're doing things different over here at Fight Book MMA. My first interview that somewhere different was with was at a haunted
did you catch a ghost?
Slaughterhouse. No, we didn't catch a ghost.
Did you find one?
No, we didn't find one either.
But
it was
find
dead.
Could you catch it?
I would catch it on my camera.
But what if it possessed you?
Would it possess me? No.
Yeah.
No.
Correction on the
Is that different from
a psychedelics demon book?
I want to know. I want to know his
demon. Is it different from a what?
Is it different from a demon, a ghost? Will it possess you?
It's different. A demon is something that's more demonic. And
have you encountered demons on your treks into the wilderness?
Into the unknown?
Yeah, into the unknown.
No, I have not encountered any demons. No, but I have encountered shadow people. I've seen some weird shit.
Shadow people?
Things move. Yeah, dude. Those are the worst. Those are the worst.
But no skinwalkers, though.
Skinwalkers? Not yet. Not yet. Bigfoots?
Yeah.
I've heard them, but haven't seen them.
I'll take you to where all the skinwalkers live, and it's called a place called Gallup, New Mexico.
Gallup, New Mexico, bro. You just walk down the street. Just walking down the street of Main Street of Gallup, and you'll see all kinds of skinwalkers.
No, Gallup's like during COVID, it was like Resident Evil, real time, real life shit, I swear.
Oh,
no,
dude, it was. Yeah.
But a correction on the psychedelics book, it wasn't in California. It was actually in Colorado. I misread the article. So
wow.
So it could have been Hunter. It could have been Hunter S. Thompson, his family, because he lived there in Colorado.
Yeah.
So it's a good chance. But
now it makes more sense.
See, had to clarify. I had to correct, boys. So everybody listening. We have UFC Fight Night, Amanda Ribas against Rose Namajunas, slated for 13 bouts. The prelims are on ESPN Plus. Main card, U.S. broadcast on ESPN, begins at 7 p.m. Eastern. But, of course, the early prelims will probably start about, I'd say, an hour. If they don't cancel any more fights, it'll probably be like a 6 o'clock Eastern start time, what I mean, for 13 bouts. But the fight poster.
I like it.
It's pretty cool.
I don't mind it.
I don't mind it either. I think it's pretty cool.
I'm going to give it an 8.
Yeah. The only thing is that I wish they would have showed Rose's fist up, not just Amanda's.
And I think anything red, black, and white UFC posters, they sort of make them work with those colorways. Like, when they do the yellows, which they overuse too much, and purples, and like the last week, those suck ass. Like, I'm down with this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But David, you mentioned the colors, red, black, and
that's right. That's my favorite colors.
Fight Book MMA.
Yep. But yeah, it's I mean, most of these fights, we talked about it before we went live, a lot of them are short notice. They were canceled bouts. Junior Tafa was supposed to fight Carl Williams. Edmund Shahbazyan was supposed to fight Duzgo Todorovic. Billy Q was supposed to fight Gabriel Miranda. And the much anticipated bout, which we all would have loved, everybody would be watching, is Muhammad Usman against Chris Barnett, kicking off the card. So, but kicking off the card, we still got Muhammad Usman against Mick Parkin. Mick Parkin undefeated. He is the training partner of the champ, right?
Tom
heavyweight
Aspinall.
Champ. The interim heavyweight champ, Tom Aspinall. So, last time out there, what did he lose? Or his last fight was a decision win, right?
Yeah, his last couple of fights have been decision wins, man. Since he came into the UFC, actually. And I don't know. It hasn't been all too impressive, but neither has Muhammad Usman. I'm predicting this fight is going to be sandwich fight of the night.
I think so too, bro.
To open up the card.
Easy sandwich. That now.
Man, I hope not. If it was Barnett, high likelihood it wouldn't be, but yeah, this one here could be a snoozer right out the gate.
Yep. This Parkin decision, bro. Parkin decision.
Yeah. Either way, it's going to go decision. I don't think anyone's knocking anyone out here. Except maybe the fans. And it's going to be a snooze fest to open the card up for me. I don't really care who wins in this one. If I'm going to have to go with someone, I'm going to go with Muhammad Usman. He's an underdog, plus 125 underdog. Minus 150 favorite for Mick Parkin. I think Muhammad Usman is a solid underdog bet.
Yep. Hey, David.
Yeah, I'll go Parkin.
Any word on Fed?
Negative on Fed, so we'll see if he joins us before the end of the show. Because he is cutting weight. Hopefully everything is.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's going well, you know, because, I mean, Fed's a big boy, and he cuts down to 145 pounds. So, moving on. The prelims at 125, we have two contender series guys. Was Andre Lima the LFA champion before, right? If I remember right.
I think so.
So, yeah, this is Brazilian on Brazilian crime here, but both guys are, making their UFC debut. So this is kind of a low-key banger at 125 where these guys are making their entry, and it's Brazilian, man, Brazilian battle. So I don't know who the odds are in favor of. Rudy, are you looking at them?
Yeah. Andre Lima's a minus 185 favorite, plus 150 underdog for Igor Severino. Both are undefeated. 8 wins for Igor and 7 wins for Anderson Silva's son. Look at this guy, bro. He looks like Anderson Silva's son.
He's Cowboy Cerrone. I mean, he's Cowboy Oliveira's fucking nephew or something, right?
Right. Look at these guys. I don't know, man. This is going to be an interesting fight, dude. There's a lot of pick-ems fights. This should be entertaining.
Yep.
Whether it goes decision or not.
I'm picking Lima decision.
Yeah, I'm going to tune into this one. I'm curious to see what these guys got. And coming off the contender series, they're placed on the card. If we happen to get snoozed out with Usman and Parkin, I think these guys will turn it up. And this will be a real competitive battle. And if not, somebody getting just starched out too. There's a good chance.
Yeah. Fans are going Lima 70%.
I'll go Lima. I'm picking Lima by some type of finish. I'm gonna do some Tapology as we're going through them too as well.
Yep.
I got Lima.
Lima Bravo. You think he's gonna win by a decision? I think it's a decision.
It's decision.
Wah, wah, wah. Mini sandwich of the night.
And next up, the women's strawweight action, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, sorry, bantamweight action. Montserrat, the Monster Rendon, against Daria Zelenzyakova, which is, did she make her UFC debut?
Zelenzyakova.
She is making her UFC debut.
That's right. Okay, she is a debut. She had a canceled fight. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she was supposed to fight before. Okay.
I think she's number one in Russia.
Dude, she's like top ranked fighter.
Previously the last fighting time in Aries. I've seen
Montserrat, she's 6-0, but she wasn't not very impressive, man.
Mm-mm.
Just a split decision.
It was a split decision win, bro, her last fight.
Amita's Vidal, it was kind of boring, man.
Yeah, I'm going for the debuter, man. Daria, she's going to KO this chick in round 2.
She's got a lot of first round finishes. Daria, I think, because what's her name? Rondon's 35 with only 6 fights. So Yeah, I'm leaning towards the Russian here for sure. If I'm going to do my Joey take and read on this fight, I'm leaning on Russia here.
Yeah, same here.
Yep.
Yep. Next up, prelims 145 action, Steve Nguyen versus Jarno Ahrens. And Ahrens is way out there in the featherweight rankings at 141, according to Tapology. And Steven Nguyen, the ninja.
Win for the win.
Contender series guy previously. Previously LFA guy, contender series. Mm-hmm. Was impressive on there. So this is a card with sprinkled in with quite a few of the contender series people. But, I'm going to go Steven Nguyen. Jarno Ahrens is way out there in rankings and probably pink slip material maybe if he gets starched out.
Yeah, I'm going to go for a win. KO round two. Yeah.
Pink slips all day. Steven Nguyen, I hand that to him. Unfortunately, minus 220 favorite for Steven Nguyen, plus 170 underdog for Jarno Ahrens. Definitely the fan favorite is going to be my pick. I think Steven Nguyen is going to finish him, dude, and end Jarno Ahrens' UFC career.
And moving on to prelims, men's bantamweight action, Miles Johns against Cody Gibson. Miles Johns hasn't fought since September. He had that controversial fight with Dan Argueta. I think Cody Gibson, he'll probably stick around even in.
He's taking this fight on short notice, too. He's stepping up on short notice.
It's a tough pick here because Cody Gibson. Gibson's a grinder, too, man. So last time he took Katona to a decision, which he lost, whatever, 30-27, but. He's a grinder, man. He's a guy that I can't seem to pick his fights correctly, too. So it's I'm kind of leaning towards Miles Johns on short notice here. If there's good odds on that. I think, Rudy, you'd probably take that, too, right?
Yeah, he's a minus 125 favorite, plus 105 underdog for Cody Gibson. I'm going with Miles Johns, man.
Mm-hmm. Decision win for Johns.
Yeah, I don't think I could pick Cody as an underdog. Mark, who do you got?
Johns.
Right, so moving on to prelims. Why do you like him? Do you like his name?
He likes his nipples.
The fuck kind of shit is that?
men's featherweight action up next. Ricardo Ramos and Julian Arosa, who was his last fight against Fed?
Yeah, his last fight.
And he lost.
He got knee.
He got knocked out. Knocked out. That was his last fight.
And he so happens to be fighting on the same card as Fed as well.
Yep.
Yeah, because Charles Jourdain screwed up my night of picks when he choked out Ricardo Ramos. Ricardo Ramos is a guy I can't pick his fights right ever. So I don't really ever pick him. But Julian Arosa is another guy that's I don't know if he's due, in the words of the great Tommy D, but he might be due. I'm picking Julian Arosa. Might be
due for a win.
Yeah, I'm picking Arosa.
Man, I'm gonna go for Ramos by decision.
I got Ramos by KO. I think Julian Erosa's chinny. He's been knocked out the past couple of times. Alex Caceres, Fernando Padilla, and I think Ricardo Ramos. He brings those flashy techniques. That's gonna catch him and. I don't know. I'm predicting a bad night for Julian Arosa. He's a plus 150 underdog, minus 175 favorite for Ricardo Ramos. I'm going with him via KO, weird spinning elbow. He throws up.
Yeah, this is the fucking parlay breaker of the night, if there ever was one, right, on this card.
For sure.
Yep.
Yeah. If not this next fight, where it's capping off the prelims, Trey Ogden against Kurt Hollabaugh. And Trey Ogden has a quality win against, what's his name, Zellhuber, who's a fucking, he's a G now. He's stepped his game up. But Ogden somehow got him out of there. And since then, he's had a couple fizzled, canceled bouts. Kurt Hollabaugh was contender series, right, Barry?
Yeah, Kurt Hollabaugh's not for contender series. He was in the
Ultimate Fighter.
He got cut, and he won a couple of fights with the XFC. and won his fight in the UFC again against Austin Hubbard. So he's coming back against Trey Ogden, who hasn't fought in over a year. His last fight was against Ignacio Bahamondes, lost by a unanimous decision. He's actually the -150 slight favorite, +125 underdog for Kurt Hollowball. I don't know, man. How do you see this one going? It's going to be boring.
Yeah, I'm referencing the Ultimate Fighter. It's going to be boring. Yeah, because I remember he got him and Jason Knight went to war on Ultimate Fighter. That's why I thought it was a contender series. But yeah, he had a couple quality wins, like finishes. He's a finisher, Hollow Boss. So that's why I'm probably leaning towards picking him. But man, Trey Ogden, it's a weird matchup here, especially where it's placed on the card. Like, this fight could probably kick off the entire event. You know what I mean? So, but it is the main event of the prelim. So hopefully it does deliver where we lead into kicking off the main card with our primo.
I'm going Fernando. Kurt Hollowball, bro. Kurt Hollowball. I'm picking him by decision.
Yeah, I'm going Hollowball. And hopefully it's not a snoozer, because next fight up, though, kicking off the main card, our man, the primo, El Valiente, Fernando Padilla, against Luis Pajuelo. And very proper Fed kickoff a main card, man. Mm-hmm. He does any of his fights. Last time out, he fought our other Canadian affiliate up there, and those guys, I mean, they had a battle. You know what I mean? Fed, has got a lot of experience for his age, and Pajuelo was also a contender series guy, right?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
He's facing a tough Fed Padilla, because, man, I'm hoping Fed, like, weight cut and everything's good too, because right now, you know, I haven't heard anything back from him. But I know I'll talk to him at some point tomorrow. And then when he hits the scales, we'll see what Pajuelo looks like. Fed's never really had issues with cutting weight. But big step up, though, for Pajuelo coming in fighting Fed, because Fed's got some good names under his belt. So I'm absolutely going with Primo, Fed Padilla. Gets him out of there, the under three.
I see. I say KO, yeah, second round, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fernando, Rudy, man, Pajuelo, bro. Huh?
No, hell no. Fernando Padilla.
Hell yeah, man.
Second round samurai kick. To the knee.
To the knee.
Yeah, moving on the main card, some more featherweight action.
Dude, it looks funny.
Gonna fart.
I'm just gonna say right now, Billy Q wins this fight. He's must watch.
Fuck yeah, he material.
Like, you gotta watch this dude fight. I don't care who he's up against. Yusuf Zalal, if he does in fact go out there and have the fight of his career, then we're in for a treat, because Billy Q is in there to the end. This guy has been, you know, hurt. He usually gets hurt. Like, he does get hurt in the fight, he gets busted up, comes back. He's a comeback kid. And, man, he's wicked on the ground. And the guys, you can't count him out. So I'm absolutely going with Billy Quarantillo. And that's a homie of our boy, Alon Cruz. That's where I first heard of Billy Q. So been sticking with him all the way through.
Yep, yep. Yeah, man, we need to get Alon Cruz on our show again, bro.
Yeah, he hasn't been scheduled to, because with the whole Bellator transition, I haven't heard anything about him being on a card. So.
Mm-hmm.
So Billy Q is the -165 favorite. Yusuf Zalal is a +135 underdog. Zalal's another fighter on this card who had previously worked with the UFC and got let go and went to a different organization, and he won back-to-back fights. I think he won three in a row.
Five in a row.
Yeah, so he's making his UFC rebirth fighting against Billy Q. I don't know, man. Billy Q's still in the UFC because he's got that fire. Even at 35, dude, I think it's going to be an entertaining fight. And unless Yusuf Zalal has changed something dramatically, I think Billy Q has enough to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy that once upon a time, Yusuf Zalal fought Ilia Topuria and took him to a decision.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a Mandela effect right there, right?
I'm telling you, bro. We're living in the metaverse.
Yeah, it's like right. If it's incorrect, they will correct it. Like, did you guys hear about what was it, Beyonce or who was it, Alicia Keys, when they sung the national anthem or the halftime show? Like, if you watch the live feed, her voice breaks. But if you like go back and look at it on YouTube, they've corrected it. So it's like, and that's a like event that millions and millions of people seen. So they could change up anything. You know what I mean? Like John Jones, like never fought OSP. You know what I mean? Fucking Mandela effect or something like that. Straight up. Or Nick Diaz was never poisoned in Canada when he fought GSP, right? Yeah. But back to the card. We have 135 action. This guy, they're putting him out there showcasing Peyton Talba, but it's a tough opponent here with Cameron Simon. This could be low-key fight of the night. I don't know what the odds are, but I like the matchup very much. And UFC's high on their prospect here, Peyton Talba. But Cameron Simon, I think he lost his last fight, though, right? His first loss of his career.
Yeah, he lost his last fight.
He lost to C-Rush.
Yep. Peyton Talbot's a minus 140 favorite, 7-0. You know, they got high prospects for this Carlo Newton looking up and comer. He's 25 years old. Cameron Simon, I was excited, dude. He was a good prospect when he came into the UFC. He's won a couple, but wasn't really, I don't know. You could see that he's got holes in his game. And he lost against Christian Rodriguez by a decision, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And C-Rod just had that tough fight last week with Dilgarian. So.
Yeah, Peyton's a finisher. I think his powers are going to make the difference here. He's a little bit bigger, too. So Cameron Simon's going to have a rough night. I think Peyton could finish him.
Yeah, KO third round, dude.
Now I'm going ground and pound submission.
I like that pick, yeah. And adding to it, I'm gonna just have my Joey take, and I'm going for the American right here.
The American.
Yep. Moving on, I guess this is somewhat of a mismatch, but Edmund Shahbazyan was on a slide, and you know, he kind of came back and surprised me too, because I thought he was gone from the UFC for good, but the golden boy is back. Is Edmund Tarverdian still coaching this dude, right?
I think so.
Edmund was not in his corner for his entire career, yeah. Movement. I hope not, yeah.
Hip movement.
But, because he lost to Anthony Hernandez. Anthony Hernandez is a stud, and that guy is a fucking grinder in this weight class. So it's kind of a must-win for Shahbazyan, but it's a dangerous fight. I think AJ Dobson's He's fought some pretty tough competition. I forget that he actually did fight Kylo Ren to a decision. He defeated Tafan and Chukwi, your favorite fighter, Rudy. And then he had a canceled fight with Trayshawn. It's a weird one. It's a strange, like, where it's on the card. But Shahbazyan's sort of a name, and I don't know.
He was like a... You know, Ronda Rousey brought him into this, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just started, you know, losing. He
started a tank, bro.
Someone fucked him up.
He had that miracle win against Dolce.
Yeah.
I think Derek Brunson fucked him up, and he was never the same again. That's what happened.
Dude, he got fucked by Imabov. And then he lost by decision against Jack Hermanson. And then Derek Brunson just KO'd him.
Tough competition, so
this guy is just...
He's losing
against guys that have power. And AJ Dobson has power. Mm-hmm. So
Shahbazyan's a minus 185 favorite, plus 150 underdog for AJ Dobson.
I'm going for the under.
You're going for the under?
Hell yeah, dude. I'm going for the dog, bro.
I'm going for Edmund Shahbazyan. I think he's going to knee his face.
No, yeah, AJ's going to KO him in the second round.
No, he's not.
Mm-hmm. If Coach Edmund's in his corner, he's winning. And if he goes in the ring and tries to, or who did he try to fight? He tried to fight Verdum, right? Verdum kicked him. Remember that shit? See, those were the days right there.
Those were the UFC days.
The days with Verdum were classic. Like, missed that guy.
Hell
right?
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah. We need Verdum back. We need that smile.
But didn't he get, he got smashed though in, where does he fight now? In Game Bread or somewhere? He got fucked up recently.
Oh, dude. He got fucking destroyed.
Dos Santos. I think Dos Santos wrecked him, right? Like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, Dos Santos.
Man, Dos Santos. Yeah, that was a war too. That was fucking nasty though. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Verdum, those were the days for sure. That guy was like choking out everybody, right? But moving on to the co-main event, the heavyweight fight of the night, Justin Taffa against Carl Williams. And there's always a Taffa, right, on any given night, any given weekend, yeah, for the UFC.
I bet his brother's cutting weight too, just in case Justin gets sick again.
There's another one.
Yeah, they both just get. Yeah, there's like a cousin that's in some like regional organization we don't know about. Another Taffa, so. And he'll step up.
Carl Williams versus Justin Taffa, -225 favorite for Carl Williams. Justin Taffa's +185 underdog. I think he's coming in. This is a short notice fight as well, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't like Carl Williams' style. He's a grinder and he's kind of boring for a big guy.
He's a decision maker, bro.
Yeah, I'm hoping Justin Taffa knocks him out. So I'm going Justin Taffa to knock him
out. Yeah, he's a decision machine for sure.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, see, that's crazy too, because he was slated to fight Junior Taffa. That's why I mentioned, like, and like you said, the brothers make, he might be cutting weight because, yeah, he was supposed to fight Junior. Now he's fighting Justin.
Yeah, dude.
So
he's a decision machine, but Justin Taffa, he's healthy, I hope, and he'll win third round KO.
Yeah, hopefully it's not a snooze fest, but yeah, I like Taffa's chances of getting a finish, because yeah, if it's a if it's Carl Williams' decision machine, it will stink up the card going into the main
fuck
event.
Fuck yeah, so. Dude.
Yeah, so. But main event, 5 rounds, Amanda Ribas against Rose Namajunas, her second time around at flyweight. And surprisingly, Rose Namajunas is not going to have her main coach in the corner, which is kind of weird. So I don't know if that's a good or bad sign. But yeah, I heard her pre-fight interview for Media Day. She said she's got a little bit stronger and her weight cut's a little bit better this time around. She said she had a shitty weight cut last fight. And just a lot of things, you know, Rose, it's always something. If it's not a Pat Barry not cornering correctly, or there's something, you know what I mean? Because, you know, Pat Barry's going to be there. So, But it's, I don't know, Rose probably could make another title run, but Amanda Ribas, she's always game. And it's just the experience factor with Rose fighting so many 5-round fights, fighting, you know, the champions. And this is her first 5-round fight for Ribas. So, we shall see.
This is her. She's actually going to be making her main event debut with the UFC. So a lot of pressure. She's probably putting a lot of pressure on herself, being that it is her first 5-rounder, her first main eventing, going against a very tough thug, Rose Namajunas. So, I mean, Rose did lose her last two fights, but I don't know. We'll see. But I'm going to pick.
Yeah,
I'm picking Ribas for decision win.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, without Trevor Whitman, we'll see what Rose has got. But she's got the experience. I'm leaning with Rose, but I could see Amanda Ribas be tough to the end. But yeah, I'm going Rose. I think she's a
Thug Rose Namajunas, -185 favorite, +150 underdog for Amanda Ribas. I think she's just more experienced. Her last two fights weren't even that bad, man. They were losses by unanimous decisions. And she was former champ. You know, this is a lot of pressure on Ribas. I don't think she's got enough to, you know, got what it takes to go up against a bigger, stronger Rose Namajunas. So she's got this.
But man, if she does, though, Ribas, I always kind of seen her being in that position to possibly compete for the title. But after I went over Rose is big time, big quality win, biggest win of her career. Big night though, 5 rounds, and I see these ladies going to war, fight of the night.
I'm predicting this event is going to be another 5 or less.
Another 5 or less.
5 or less.
I'll give it a 6.5. I think it's
going to end up being decent. A pre-grade. Yeah, we got to do the pre-grade. But, I mean, pre-grade. We're slated for 13 bouts. Hopefully, they all stay intact. We'll see how everybody looks on the scales. They got to meet the scale before they make the walk to the cage. So, we shall see. Better have ESPN Plus to watch the prelims. We're not a real fight fan, and we're going to be watching every single second of every round. You know the drill.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So, no. All right, guys. Well, that's it for tonight. It's very unfortunate that we won't be able to talk to Fed, but that's okay. We understand he is cutting weight. He's got to make weight tomorrow. I'm sure he's resting right now, and he just doesn't I don't know. But you know what? It's all good. We'll get him on the show after his fight and to talk about the win. Obviously, he's going to win. And, yeah.
There's been some soldiers that done their fight or done their interview with us cutting weight. I think Jimmy Flick did it. Didn't Tim Means do it once? So we can understand, you know, like not everything goes right during a weight cut, and depending on how a fighter, how they have their day scheduled out. Nothing ever goes right when it's fight week. And, you know, if you have all that shit down and, you know, down to the science, I mean, a lot of fighters have that, but cutting weight, it sucks. And you got to make sure you're ready to go. Yeah. Going
we also had, battle. We had Jimmy Duong Crazy Lokes on. He was cutting weight for his fight. Remember that, Roberto?
Oh, the Lokes.
We need to get Crazy Lokes back on.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That guy is a character.
We need to get Crazy Lokes and fucking Power Slap or something, right?
Yeah. power slap against a long neck.
Yeah, he might just kill it. You never know.
Oh, shit. All right, guys. Well, that's it for tonight. Really do appreciate everybody's support. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Here in the near future, I will have the audio up. I couldn't do it for the last two episodes. My whole deal just crashed. But it's up and running. I will have this audio on the audio platforms. David, you know what to do, bro.
Yes, indeed. Another one in the books, boys. Feels good to be back. We will be out next, or Rob will be out next week. We may, in fact, have a show. Joey may fill in. But, we'll hopefully be back before the world ends and the eclipse and everything we talked about. So. But for all the latest combat sports news around the world, around the clock, go to fightbookmma.com. For all our previous episodes, wherever you get your podcasts, look us up there, sitting ringside, Fightbook MMA. For myself, Dave Rodriguez, Mark Ambie Miller up north, Rudy Lara, producer at hand down south, and the boss, El Jefe, Roberto Villa, we are sitting ringside. Enjoy the fights.